1490 WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. WGCH, you set a time, 752. Third Thursday of each month, we check in with State Senator Ryan Fazio of Greenwich. Good morning, Senator. Welcome. How are you doing today?
I'm great, Tony. How are you?
Doing okay. All right, tell us first of all about your run for governor. Why are you running, and what are some of the issues you want to talk about?
Well, representing my hometown in the state Senate has been the honor of a lifetime. I'm proud of what I've been able to accomplish, but inevitably with a one-party state, a supermajority in the legislature for Democrats and then a Democratic governor, there's only so much positive change, I think, that can be accomplished. So I think there needs to be a change in leadership in order to deliver the things that we all need in this state: affordability, lower taxes, lower electric bills, local control of decision-making, and so on. So I'm running for governor because I think that's the only way we can deliver the change that the state needs, a change in leadership at the top.
All right. How do you coalesce Republicans behind you from all parts of the party?
That's a great question, and we'll find out. But I think if we unite around the principles that Connecticut Republicans all believe in, things like limited government and personal freedom, rule of law and law enforcement, community and local control of decision making. I think if we focus on those principles and values that we all agree on as Connecticut Republicans, I think we can unite the party and move forward and build a governing coalition for the general election.
All right. And as you move through this, of course, you remain as a state senator through next year. How do you balance the two? How do you work in the legislature without people complaining, saying you're being too partisan because you're running for governor, so forth? How do you balance all those things?
Well, good question. I think, established a reputation as someone who can work effectively with anyone in the Senate, and I'll continue to do that. Right now, from a time standpoint, because the legislature is not in session full time, it's not a very difficult set of things to balance because we're doing mostly constituent service. We continue to do that. If anyone ever needs help, they can, continue to reach out to our office. SenatorFazio.com has all our contact info for that. And, there'll be a special session most likely, possibly to address what I anticipate will not be a very good housing bill. And then in the spring and the winter and the spring, February through May, we'll be back in session, so it'll be a little bit more busy. And we'll do the same thing I've always done in the Senate, which is propose ideas that I think are positive for our district and oppose ideas that I think are negative and try to bring people together the best we can.
Speaking with State Senator Ryan Fazio here on WGCH. All right, Senator, let's talk about that special session. What do you think? I mean, it's going to be about the housing bill. How is this all going to play out, do you think?
Well, we don't really know yet. Unfortunately, none of my Republican colleagues nor I have been, called to the negotiating table by the governor's office or by the leadership in the legislature. We've said we're willing to negotiate. We'd like to negotiate. We think whatever housing bill will come out of everything would be better if there's a bipartisan negotiation. But none of us have been called as of my last conversations with my Republican colleagues. So I'm a little concerned that the bill that will be addressed in a special session would only be 10 or 20% better or less bad than what was passed in the legislative session, that got some Democratic no votes but passed the legislature and was vetoed on the last day. So, my educated guess right now is you'd get a very similar piece of legislation as 5002, but it would probably have a watered-down version of fair share and parking requirements. So, right now, we're just, the minority party. We've been shut out of the negotiation, so we don't know exactly. That's just my educated guess.
All right. If you were in the majority party, what would a Ryan Fazio Republican-crafted housing bill look like?
That's a great question, and I think, it's something that Republicans should be asked and answered. I think it would say no fair share, no work-live ride. So, just getting off the table what I don't think should happen. It would it would kind of loosen 830G. So it would make it easier for towns and cities to meet their 830G housing requirements by counting all forms of affordable housing and, say, limiting the height that developers could build under 830G at least. I think then in exchange for doing those three, those couple of things, which I think our towns and cities want to see, we also should make it a little bit easier statewide to build the middle housing that I think is necessary to create more housing affordability, but can do so within the scope and the style and the character of our towns and neighborhoods existing. So make it easier to build accessory dwelling units for property owners, make it easier for property owners to rent out a room in their house, make it easier to build residential units in mixed-use zoned areas or commercially zoned areas. I think those are the reforms that you've seen other states, the red states and blue states, undertake to improve housing affordability, but it doesn't, you know, do the crazy things that Fair Share or 830G propose, which is allow developers to build giant apartment buildings in single-family zone neighborhoods. So I think there is, this is an issue I really think is so ripe for negotiation and compromise, but, that's why I want to see people come to the table across party lines.
All right. State Senator Ryan Fazio is joining us. Thanks very much for your time, Senator. Be well. Stay out of the water.
Thanks again, Tony. I will.
Take care. That's State Senator Ryan Fazio of Greenwich joins us on the third Thursday of each month. Next Thursday, fourth Thursday of the month, will be State Representative Hector Arzino of Greenwich.